What do you think is the best song lyric that you've written?
I would say the rules have changed in silence. You're one half of the pawn. The king, he stole your bishop and rode out on your horse. That's okay. From an early tune called Phoenix Starlight.
Yeah.
And we also have another song from Silverstream, which Pinner suggested of a lyric as well.
Yeah, no, it's Silverstream. It's from the new album, and it's about a friend of ours who
is terminally ill.
And he's gonna pass away in a couple of few years, you know. So we decided to write a song, and you know, to celebrate life while he's still around, you know. So I can't actually quote. I have to play it.
Yeah, like, do not be afraid, just know that we are never far behind. We borrow space at time, and love stretches all the borders till we can meet again in the silver stream of light. Because that's basically where we all go.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, everybody becomes a part of our experience. Mm. So that's what we try to capture on the lyric, you know. Yeah. And then everyone becomes immortalized. Everything becomes immortalized in that way, because the lyric's got a great recall. Yeah. It's like a photograph. You don't, you know, or a song, you know, you think of a song and it takes you straight there. Everything in your whole body reacts to that moment. It comes back straight away. It's a great gift, isn't it? Yeah.
We were talking about your sound earlier, but your influences that kind of mix you both together. So what sort of bands have you kind of grown up, both of you kind of listening to put into the melting pot to make the band?
Well, if I speak for myself, I grew up in the early 90s, and I think first off it was Guns N' Roses and things, but then you start listening to whatever they were listening to. So as I grew older, you start to backtrack and kind of see where everyone is coming from. I had Guns N' Roses, and I had Soundgarden and all these, you know, fantastic Chris Cornell, who passed away now just recently. But they all are backtracking. When I was checking interviews with them, they always talked about Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and the Beatles and these things. Yeah. And in the beginning, you know, as you're young, you just look at the bands that current and on the, you know, on the charts. But as you get a little bit older and get more into the music, then you start to backtrack it. So these days, I would say my biggest influence would be probably, you know, George Harrison, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, obviously the Beatles, you know, with all the work they've done. And, you know, and then other stuff that I've discovered along the way, Wishbone Ash and these bands. So most of it actually springs out of the UK. So that's why we have decided to do this media launch over here, because it just feels like this is the home of this music, and we want to honor that, you know, and start off from here.
Yeah.
And we're also close on this side of the planet, you know, so it's not too far to jump over the water, you know, to come over here. Yeah, well, we are in Stockholm together. Yeah. We both live in Stockholm, and we have a house down in Australia as well. So we sort of migrate down there when it gets a little bit too cold.
Yeah.
Maybe once a year, every second year, and it's a house on the coast. But I try to get home every year to see my family, and it's maybe spend 6 weeks to 2 months. I do miss it, but I miss the landscape very much, because there's a freedom, there's a psychic freedom that's in Australia to be very spontaneous, a way of life.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be so sort of organised because of the seasons, but here it's much more consequent in Europe. So you've kind of got to shuffle your way with your work, with your holidays, with things like that. Whereas down there, you know, I think the perfect blue sky is going to be a bit longer. But that's the sort of thing that I think most people, when they're going away from a holiday or coming from the Northern Hemisphere, they love to go for that reason. Mm. Same for us.
So when you actually sit down to write a song, do you do the guitar first, or do you get lyrics first, or is it a jam between the two of you? How does it work?
I think most of the times, at least for this last album, I've been coming up with something on the guitar. You know, I sit and jam, and I'm pretty productive. I can do maybe 2 or 3 songs a day when I have a good run.
Yeah.
And you know, I usually have a couple of keywords or something that I feel you find is something that feels catchy or sits well with the chords. You know, sometimes stuff just marries, and then. And Kira usually just picks that up, and then she does most of the lyrics, actually, you know. And then we do the arrangements together, and she fixes up the chords, you know, because she's a bit more sophisticated than me, maybe. I don't know. And, you know, it comes very easy for us. Most of the songs that were written are probably written within 20, 30 minutes, I'd say.
We both play by ear. So, we couldn't tell you. It's pretty amazing if someone can actually print out a piece of sheet music and say you compose it. Like, oh, wow, that's how it's...
that's how it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that was pretty exciting.
I think when you play by ear, though, you do things spontaneously. Sometimes if you would notate stuff, you think it needs to go to a certain direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you do things by ear, you just go as you feel, don't you?
Yeah. You can't do too much thinking.
Yeah.
No, you just have to be when you play, I think. So not think about it too much.
But we love writing songs. I would say that's the second best thing from being on stage. I think that's writing songs, because it just...
Many times Pina will come up with a theme and make a suggestion, like Silverstream or a couple of the titles on the albums. And then I'll sort of ponder them and think, I'll walk away with a notepad and pen, like, be like a secretary, and think, now what could this conjure up? And then I'll come back and run stuff past him, and he gives me a few ideas, and then I've got stuff that I can kind of build on from there.
Mm.
And then other times you might be sitting in a cafe or something, and you just have that moment of clarity, on a theme or something that you can write. I find themes very good to work with. You just summarise something and then work your way backwards.
So tell us about the next song you're going to play.
Well, the next song we're going to play is called Astronaut, and that's actually it's a double A-side, a single, so it's Give You My Love and then it's Astronaut. And this song is about when you get stuck in life a little bit, We've all been there, I think, and we all can relate to that. When you stick with something for a long time, yes, because it's easier.
Yep.
It's, it could be a breakup, it could be anything, but Astronaut is kind of that picture that, you could have done this in your parallel life, but you got stuck with this instead. And sometimes you just have to break out of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you hit those crossroads and you go, am I going to do this or am I not? Or am I going to stay another year or another 2 years?
Yeah.
But sometimes almost when you eliminate the options and it forces you through, then you find out who you are by how you handle it.
Yeah.
So that's why we call it Astronaut. It's like, okay, you're off. You're gone on your rocket ship. We'll give it a go.
Excellent.
So here we
all
go.
Right.
Didn't want to try the tambourine for this one.
Oh, yeah, I could do. What about if I play it wrong, though?
You just have to do it on... I'll give you the beat for you.
This is all. Make it, you got the tambourine.
I got to show it. This is all you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
So, featured on tambourine. Astronaut. You'll feel it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ride the tracks on your silver sky while the golden light passed you by. What might have been? Sun bears down every day, wasting time and rode away. So little left of it. To a house you never owned, and a wife you never loved, or a dream you never dared. Time you never took.
Oh,
will it ever come again? No, no.
Yeah.
You got it.
That's it.
Everyone is someone else, and everywhere is never there. And the outburn, doing time just for doing stuff, and I ask for courage a little too much. Stay
with a house you never owned, and a wife you never loved, for a dream you never did, and a high for the time you never took.
Will it ever come again?
To a house and a wife, for a dream you never dared, and a high for the time you never took.
Ooh.
And we salute you. Well done.
Well done. Perfect. We salute you.
Wow. That was really
grooving.
One of the best tambourines.
Thank you.